Matthew 6:33. Fantastic. Well done. So all this comes from this famous teaching that Jesus did called the Sermon on the Mount. And this is set very early on in Jesus' ministry. And Jesus had just been baptized by John. You know the story of how Jesus went into the River Jordan and John baptized him and the dove came down from heaven and there was this voice crying, "This is my son with whom I'm proud, with whom I'm much pleased." And that happened in John 3. And in John 4, Jesus had gathered his first disciples. And he'd been teaching, he'd been all around Galilee. And great crowds followed him, we're told in Matthew 4:23. Great crowds from the area followed him round. So we come to the Sermon on the Mount. And that's the setting for this is Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Jesus sees the multitudes going and goes up into the mountain, but he's followed by these people and he begins to preach. And this sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, carries on all the way through Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And it finishes in chapter 8, which tells us how Jesus came down from the mountain and he was followed by many people, by great multitudes. And the teaching also includes the Beatitudes and also the Lord's Prayer. And today's reading comes quite near the end of the Sermon on the Mount. He's taught us about prayer, about fasting, and also about giving to the needy and not storing up treasure in heaven. Now, before we have a little bit of a closer look at it, I've got some word search for any of the children who want to come and have a go. And if you can complete this before the end of our service, there's going to be a prize for you. So there's a word search down here, if anyone wants to have a go at that. Or if you just want to do a colouring picture, the story of Esther, there's one of those as well. So let me put some pencils and some pens there. Now, I'll tell you something. When I got that box of pens out of my office this morning, it had a massive spider in it. But I think it's gone. All right, but just be careful it's not hiding under one of those pencils, all right? I tell you, it was even bigger than the spider that we found on the stairs in our house this morning. But have a go at that one down there. Brilliant. So Jesus is teaching us the importance of putting God first. And in doing this, we can look at putting others first as well. Remember the summary of the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength and mind. And love your neighbour as yourself. In fact, Jesus actually goes a little bit beyond this. Because he chooses to live out His teaching. Remember the story of how he washes his disciples' feet, putting other people first there. And in the Sermon on the Mount, actually, we read these verses. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. So there's three principles I think we can bring out together this morning out of this reading and also the story of Esther. Principles about seeking first the kingdom of God. Because many people, I think, today seek first a kingdom of possessions, a kingdom of pleasure. But Jesus told us we have to seek his kingdom first. One way we can do this is with our time. In James 4, we read, "Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow." Many people use time for selfish things. We can forget that our life is not our own, that we're bought with a price, we're brought with the blood of Jesus. Because James 4, that verse I just read, the start of, continues, "What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." The only thing that lasts forever is what we do for God. We store up treasures in heaven by amongst other things, using our time to serve God. This is what Jesus instructs us to do. So we can give our time to God. We can visit the sick. We can comfort the lonely. We can lend a helping hand. We can share Christ with those who don't know him. We give God control of our time. We spend time in prayer by studying God's work, coming along to church, working for the furtherance of his kingdom. Time is one practical way that we can seek first the kingdom of God. One practical way we can think of others before ourselves. Another way is with our talents, with our skills, with our gifts. John 6:27 says, "Don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Perhaps occasionally we're all guilty of failing to give God first place with our talents. Maybe we're too busy with them, thinking about how we can use them for ourselves, in our careers, in our homes. Maybe God isn't always top priority. Or maybe we don't feel we're good enough. Maybe God has given us talents, but we've never actually been willing to explore that, to use them for his kingdom. But I think we need to use the talents that God gives us. Because when we use them, God increases our gifts. Remember the story of the parable of the talents? The ruler who was going away and left some coins called talents with some of his servants. Two of them used their talents wisely. They invested them and they put to good use. And God rewarded what those two people did. One of them took those talents, and if you remember the parable, buries them in a hole in the ground. Doesn't do anything with them at all. And that's the person that God isn't pleased with. That person's talents are actually taken away and given to the other two servants. Our talent should be used to glorify God and should be used to bless others. So we've got our time, we've got our talents, and we've got our treasures. Okay, now that is not the right picture, sorry about that. But not treasure nappies, but treasure, that sort of treasure. Thank you, yes. So, Luke 12:15. Jesus is speaking here. Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, because life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. And perhaps in today's society, love of possessions has captured the hearts of millions of people. Perhaps people are even selling their souls for material wealth. So I would say to you, we need to give God first place with our treasure, as well as with our talents, as well as our time. That might mean giving freely to the less fortunate. Jesus lived simply so that others might live. He's given everything he had for us. Are we willing to follow that example and give what we have for him? Esther is a really good example of somebody who chose others before herself. When the king said she could have anything, up to half his kingdom, her thoughts immediately went to the needs of others. She could have chosen great wealth, but she put her love for God and her love for others first. She lived out, seek first the kingdom of God. So I think our challenge is to do the same. And this month there are two specific areas at Christchurch that we're focusing on. We're focusing on compassion as our mission of the month. And that saying of giving to others so that others may live is one that Claire tells me that they use quite a lot with compassion. Giving for others so that others can live. And we're going to be learning about that about compassion over the next few weeks, about how we can sponsor children, either as a church or as individuals, so that they can find out more about Jesus, but also so that they can live lives that are life to the max. They can have food, they can have drink, they can have education. So one way that we can seek first the kingdom of God is through our mission, through compassion. And another way is through our eco-church. We're thinking this month about, specifically about using our gifts, our talents, our treasure, our time, to look after the creation that God gives us, to be the best church we can in taking care of the natural resources. And this is a really good time to think about what God is calling us to do with his creation. Are we caring for the world as he called us to? And so by taking and applying the teaching of the Sermon on the Mount, we can see that the only true way to live is the way of selflessness, the way of loving God and loving each other. So let's take this challenge into our lives to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all things will be given to us as well.